control or empowerment? Choosing a lens for decision making. We're human, and so we've always got a limited perspective. Depending upon the lens we use, we'll see things in different ways. I find that many decisions can come from an angle of control or of empowerment, and I always choose empowerment. Let's consider an example. Take this question. Do you feel there's a limit to what an authority or a teacher of any subject should speak to? Heck, we could change the question to be about what anyone should speak to. I found that such questions about what's appropriate fall away in the light of empowering others. So in this example, I don't mull over how I could create or enforce controls of who says what. Instead, I think about how can we encourage teachers to empower others, and how can we develop and encourage discernment. In fact, those two intentions meld together, because if teachers maintain the overriding intention of empowering their students, they'll naturally be guiding students towards listening to their inner voice, and thus students will naturally be refining their discernment. Principles of engagement. After seeing behavior in the wider world that I don't agree with, I came to realize that often the fundamental difference in perspective is the control versus empowerment lens. Since I come from a lens of empowerment, I've come to a certain set of beliefs or principles that are the foundation for how I relate to others. I hadn't ever written them down before, but thought that if I did, it might be beneficial to you. Whether or not you agree with all my points, seeing them in black and white or hearing them here might support you in clarifying or communicating your own beliefs. I didn't always have these beliefs, but over time they came to be a part of my conscious decision making. 1. I see everyone as divinity in disguise. This is fundamental to what I think we're all doing here on this planet. I remind myself that everyone is a soul playing an embodied form. If I find myself judging someone or something, I remember that judgment isn't wise. And when I find myself doing so, I remove myself from the irritating stimulus and go inward. Non-judgment is not the same as inaction. On the contrary, neutrality prepares me to be more clear-headed and effective. 2. I don't endeavor to control or manipulate others. As such, I don't engage in telling others what they should do, as that's just one of the many ways to try and control another. 3. I know that I have control over myself only. I watch my mind for its patterns that want to change others and that cause me to feel triggered by others' behavior. I define triggering as feeling excessive emotion that seems to be prompted by something happening in the outer world, but that is, in fact, highlighting something inside that's unhealed. I don't take action while triggered. 4. I'm passionate about sharing information for the purpose of empowering others. I don't support withholding information for power or using knowledge for demonstrating superiority. 5. I believe people who have knowledge and experience can be wonderful resources, but this does not grant them authority over others. And there are always unlimited potential sources that can be supportive, including the individual seeker herself. 6. I don't support regulatory bodies and broad-scale efforts to protect us. While I do empathize with the good intentions behind regulatory bodies and all the many ways stamps of approval have been implemented to control the quality of a service, I've now seen all such efforts create more problems than solutions. I go into this more in the specific context of yoga teaching with a link on the essay. 7. I avoid compartmentalization and favor holistic approaches, which mimic the nature of life itself. So if I pull something apart because it helps to increase understanding, I always put it back together again. And I'm open to absolutely any relationships the subject at hand has in the greater reality. 8. I honor each person's independent will. I endeavor to minimize the energy of convincing, although sometimes I am encouraging consideration of information that points to a certain perspective. For me, the bottom line is always that I communicate for the purposes of unifying, not dividing, and I see my mission or role is to empower others. I hope other teachers feel similarly. Yoga as a model. Yoga is such an eye-opener when it comes to the subject of empowerment. Students don't need to be convinced of anything to get benefits from yoga. They simply need to experience it. Good teaching, of course, helps them get even more out of it, but the point here is that yoga practice is empowering. It suggests that all high-frequency teachings are holistic, like fractals, complete in themselves. Miraculously, such teachings are accessible to anyone whose curiosity and inner drive prompt them to try new things. As such, yoga is an excellent model for moving away from top-down authoritarian methodologies, hierarchical and compartmentalized systems, and excessively left-brain ways of thinking, and moving toward more balanced ways of living. As a student of life, I've come to trust my own discernment, which I experience as a combination of intuition and intellect. I take information that resonates and leave that which doesn't. Since I can't control others, I must rely on them to do the same. But whenever possible, I support others in becoming more informed and empowered. What do you think?